Omli Rava Barav Khan Labaitan in Matapkin and Sapkin Vem Raknin Aidn the Kahazina the Avnin Hochi Lormin Lo Midi. So Tysa says here that quotes Rashi that the reason why we don't clap and dance on Shabbos Yontif, Mishnah later on Lamed Vov, on Lamed Vov, Miz Rashi says Shemi Yisaki and Kli Shir. But Tysa says, however, Bizman Hazel Lididon, it's mutter, because Dav could be a mehen, they were keen to make instruments, so you can make such a gzera. But Bizman Hazel, we don't know how to make anything. That's one coordinated, right? So therefore, it certainly fits me. So therefore, lo shayach lemikzer. Therefore, what we cannot make. There's no such gzera. So Tysus basically writes a mutter to clap and dance on Shabbos and Yontif. And so machloek is machaber Roma and Shulchan Aruch. The Roma quotes Tysus shin lam and tesiv beis, and the machaber does not. Machaber is machmer. He says, if you want to clap, you clap like this, lachar yad. So that's considered to be mutter. So it's a machlok is machaber amal, whether we do it bizman hazeh. I think the minig, I think of b'nei yeshiva is not to dance or clap. Mamayisim Mishabura points out that during for Simchas Torah, you're doing a letzarach mitzvah, so it's considered to be mutter, al pi din, for Simchas Torah. Then maybe you could frame for the Simchas Yom Tov as akasha. The Mishnah says in Tainis, in the end of Tainis, and then Tubav and Yom Kippur, the women went out and made circles. So Mestama, they danced. Unless you say they only made circles and they didn't dance. But Pashas, they made circles and danced. So how could that be? Blib Sarachim, but I thought if it's Letzorach Mitzvah for, you know, Chasanas, for Shiduchim, so maybe you could say the same word. Just like on Sukkos Torah, it's Mutter, so too on Yom Kippur, Lechur, it's Mutter, it all, it's also as well Letzorach Mitzvah. That's what the pashtus is that you can make a distinction between clapping and you can make a distinction between clapping and, you know, dancing, as opposed to using a type of instrument. You know, the post we talk about for Sefer Torah, if you have the pamonim, you make noise. So l'chura, that's, you know, could be also l'tzarech mitzvah, because you want to tell people to stand up, the Torah is here. Or it could be Lenoi, you know, for Kavadat Torah. So again, those types of svaras, you could say Letzarech Mitzvah. That's the reason maybe why it might be Mutter Al Pi Din. But Lechura Tysis that the Rama is based on is a Pella. Beis Yosef asks, we learned at Daf Hei Amid Aleph that you need Tzarech Minin Lachar Tira. Even though the Tam has been Batal, you know, Al Tikshu Elisha Shloshi Yomim, but there still was a Heter Shuva Alechem Lo Alechem. There still was a heter requirement to be matur. So to the Beis Yosef and Shin Lamed Tes is bothered by this kasha. What's up shot in Taisis? Very strong kasha. So it could be that the Beis Yosef says as follows. Beis Yosef quotes a Taisin of Odazara and Daf Lamed Hei. Taisin Lamed Hei and Alfin of Odazara writes, Mayim Megulim are mutter because we don't have snakes, Bismanazah. You know, water that was left open. So he said Bizman Hazeh, so he says that it's considered to be mutter. So he says that that's a Taisus meant as well, that since Halacha Lamaisa, we would assume that Bizman Hazeh it's mutter, because we don't know how to make instruments, so therefore it's mutter Al Pi Din. That's what Taisus Medame, that's what he says Tosos is Medame, that's the Pshan Taisus Medame Tamay Megulim. It's interesting, the Chidah writes, well, we had a Taisus earlier. Why does he have to, you know, point out the Taisus on Avodah Zarah? We had Taisus on Davov, Amud Aleph, right? Taisus on Be'ah and Davov Amud Aleph quoted that it was Mutter to be Kovir on Yom Tov Sheni, Mutter to Kura, because the reason why they asked it, because of the Kshash of Chaverim. We don't have the Chaverim, you know, the Chaverim were the non-Jewish nation, said, oh, you don't go to work on Yom Tov, look what you're doing, you're being Kovir people, so they used to say you go to work. So nowadays we don't have that chash of chaver. So Taisa says, So I don't know why he had to quote Taisus, says the Yechidah on the Beis Yosef. Why does he have to quote Taisus on Avodah Zarah? He could have quoted Taisus right by us, halacha lemaisa. But nonetheless, Nonetheless, the Torah's Chesed in Siman Yud Zayin Orach Chaim asks Akasha. He says he doesn't know what the comparison is to my Megulim, because the Pashto says my Megulim was only enacted in places where there were snakes. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, we wouldn't have snakes, it should be mutter. You don't need min nakulatirim. But by the Xerishim Yisakin Klishir, that was Bechol Makom. That was Xer Bechol Makom, and there was Nisach Shayachtim Chalat between Mekaimus. So even Bizman Hazeh, even in Spat Lo Atam, Hagzer, alone the Butla Hagzer. So therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, he's very bothered by Tesis' Dimyon, Al Pidin. What should be a Dimyon between the case of the snakes, where it's not Shayach, where Shem Yisak and Klishir was Bechol Makom, wasn't to a specific place. So he wants to claim, and this is a well-known, that Chuvash Arosh says that when Chachamim asked something, they did not articulate the Tam for public policy reasons, Halacha Lamaisa. Anytime the Tam is Batal, lo Batla Gzera, because the Tam of the Gzera wasn't really Yadua. When it's Yadua and the Tam is Batal, then Batla Gzera. But when it's not really Lamaisa, yet wasn't Yadua per se, Halacha Lamaisa, or even if the Batla Tam, lo Batla Gzera, because the Tam necessarily wasn't really well known. So because of public policy, we don't want people to mock Gzeras of Chachamim. So that's what the Torah Chesed wants to say, Pshat, in our Tesis, Halacha Lamaisa. So this was the Tam was Yadua, and since we don't know how to make instruments, it's considered to be Mutter. Okay, that's the Pshat of the Torah Chesed, Pshat and Tesis. However, the Beis Meir wants to tell that it could very well be that when we made the Takana of Klei Shir were only in certain places where people were Bikin. And in those places, that was the takanas, much like the snakes, only where there were snakes. But okay, it's a bit chiddish to say, but nonetheless, that's what the Beis Meir wants, one shot in Taisus. So we have two pshatim in Taisus, one shot being the concept of comparing to the snakes in certain makomos, another pshat being that the tam wasn't necessarily, when the tam is yadua, then we can say batel. When the tam is not yadua, we don't say the din of batel. Okay, that's the din about the Shita Sotayis. But as I said, I think B'nai Yeshiva are machmir for the Machaber against the Ramah and against our Taisus Ladina, because basically the Sugya and Dav Hayamid Aleph that you need Tzarech Minyan Nachalat Tira. Okay, that's the first Mahalach I wanted to mention. Then the Gemara goes a Vayter, and the Gemara says that we have a concept of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, people eat and drink, Atche Chashecha, V'lo Arminu V'lo Lomidi. So, and we'll get back to that concept of Mutter Shishogim, Ben Hashem. So the Gemara says, it's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Tosefes Yom Kippurim, the Gemara says, Beferish is D'Rice. And the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Shvi'is Asor, that the din is that there is a din d'orais of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, even though the Gemara says explicitly in Achayev Karis, if you did a malacha during that time period, but Lamais it's d'orais. Now there's a big shaila in the Gedol Achronim by Shabbos. Does Tosefes Shabbos exist d'orais of the Rabbanon, or is it not exist at all? But it's three different shitas in Gedol Achronim what the Rambam says. But when it comes to Tosefes Yom Kippurim, there is no doubt that it's a din d'oraisa. And the Magen Mishnah writes there in Pirak Aleph Halacha Vav that the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim only applies to the Inuyim, does not apply to Isser Malacha, only applies to the Chamesh Inuyim. They have to start Yom Kippur early. And the Rav Zatzal thought that was wrong. He thought the Magen Mishnah was incorrect, that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Isser Malacha and the din of Inuyim are inextricably linked. We call it Shvisas Asor. And Shvisas Asur is the Ramam Hilchos Shvisas Asur, means there's a cessation on the 10th day of Malacha and also Inuyim. So it's a package deal. So the Rav thought that you cannot split between the two, against the Magen Mishnah. Now the Shita Megubetzes, the Meiri here on the spot, says that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is not the Raisa, the Rabban, the Gemara says the Raisa. So then they had a smach, but it didn't mean that it was Minatera Mamish. And Tosis' commentary doesn't know what the shear is, and we assume in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Chas, that it's considered to be a kol shehu, few minutes. That's where the Mechaber paskins. Even though the Shittim Gebetzes B'Shem the Rehir says it means a chetzi shah, it means a half an hour. But we don't assume like that. We assume it's a few minutes. You have to start before Shkia, stop eating, and stop doing malacha. If you say it exists on Shabbos and Yontif as well, I'll be din. And that is on the front end and the back end, there's a din of Tosefis. So it's interesting that when you talk about Tosefis, there are two ways to understand how Tosefis works. There's a very big machlokes in the Taz and the Marshal in two different places in Shulchan Aruch. And the two ways to formulate Tosefis Shabbos and Tosefis Yontif is as follows. When you usher in Shabbos early, you could say that you're changing the calendaric day. That's one way of saying it. Or the other way of saying it is that the day remains the same, but you're imbuing Kedusha into that period of time. And that's it. I'm not attempting to change the calendaric day. It could be that you could say that these two approaches could be the Shaila and the Gemara and Brachas. The Sefer Avnei Shoam, in fact, writes like this, that when the Gemara says the Rav was Sully, the Shabbos, Bear of Shabbos, Gemara has a Shaila where they said Kiddush ala Kos. So if you hold that it changed the calendaric day, then he actually said Kiddush ala Kos. If you say just imbued Kiddush in the day, that was limited only to davening, but it did not allow him to say Kiddush. But no matter which approach you take, and this Taz Marshal says, let's say you bring in Hoshana Rabbah, on Hoshana Rabbah you bring in Shmini Atzeres early, before Shkia, and you come home, you want to eat in the Sukkah. So can you say the bracha of Leshiva B'Sukkah or not? So the Taz says, absolutely not, for all of Ayom. And the Marshal says, no, it's still halachically the calendaric day is Hoshana Rabbah, you could still say Leshiva B'Sukkah. And they have that machlokas l'shitaso in Hilchos Shabbos regarding summer Shabbosos when you usher in Shabbos early. What's the din if you finish your whole meal before, let's say, Tzeis HaKochavim, are you Yotzei Suda Shabbos? So the Taz says yes. The Marshal says no, you have to eat a kezayis after Tzeis to fulfill your Suda Shabbos. Again, it's l'shitaso. According to the Taz, you change the calendaric day. And according to the Marshal, there is no problem. And according to Marshal, there is a major problem. You have to make sure you eat the kezayis after dark. So when you have this din of Tosefis Shabbos, it's interesting coming towards the Yonad Yom and Leil Seder. Taisa says in Psachim and Sadi Tesim Beis, you cannot start the Seder early. The din is you have to wait till Tzeis Chovim. That's what we paskin. In fact, there's a machlokes, the Magen Ram and Taz. Does the Kiddush have to be Tzeis Chovim, or does also the Shtiyas Ayayin? I mean, let's say you had a chazan that would be able to do a 10-minute kiddush and be able to time that, you know, he would drink the cup of wine right after seis. Would that be good enough or not? It's a machleis, Mr. Brewer quotes, machleis Magen Ram Taz, and we paskin that not only should the drinking be after seis, but the kiddush should also be after seis. So we paskin that you're not allowed to usher in Shabbos and Yontif early when it comes to Leil Seder. There is a Rimi Kurbayel that the Shittim Gebetz quotes in Brachas on the Chavsanaviz that says he can, but we don't accept that Ledinit. So it's interesting. So even if you take the Taz's approach that it's changing the calendaric day, as I said before, no one's going to say that you're chayiv onshin on doing a malacha. You're not chayiv karis. That's klor. Even if you don't like the Taz. And moreover, I want to point out that even if you hold like the Taz that you're changing the calendaric day, no one's going to say you're changing the calendaric day outside the area of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Meaning in Kol HaTorah Kula, we're never going to say that svara that you change the calendaric day. L'mashal, in Hilchos Mila, if you have a community that ushers in Shabbos early on in the summer, at 7 o'clock, let's say, and Shki is not till 8:30, and the baby's born 7:30, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? When is the bris? The bris is on Friday. It's not on Shabbos. It changes the calendaric day, not in Kol HaTorah Kula. Mr. Brewer also writes, and I think it's Siman Nun Gimel, in the Siman Nun Hey, in the summer Shabbos, if you have a bar mitzvah, and the family wants the boy to daven Meir for the Omid, you can't daven Meir for the Omid, because in Hilchos Shanim, it doesn't change the calendaric day. The Ramah and the Shach and Hilchos Nidah say the same thing. By Hefsek Tara, you know, Hefsek Tara, Midirais has to be done before Shkia. Oh, but they usher in Shabbos early. How could you do the Hefsek Tara at 7:30? Again, it doesn't change the calendaric day. In Kol HaTorah Kula, only changes in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. So, L'maisa, it comes out, it's interesting how you view Sfiras Omer, because we usually have the Chumrah of the Mechaber that says, we don't usher in early by Shuas. So the question is how you view Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, you know, is it the bookends of Yontif when you or if you say it's a dinner called Torah Kula? So that's an interesting shaila that we're machmirin to be most to wait until the says b'chav mamish, because if you changed, if you ushered in early, would that eat into the Sheva Shabbos Tmimos Tiyana? How do you view the mitzvah of that mitzvah? Is it like Shabbos or Yom Tov in that sense? So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that there is no doubt, as I said, whatever you hold by Shabbos and Yom Tov, whether it's the Rabbanon, the Raisa doesn't exist, there's no doubt, Pashup Shad, we hold like the Ram, even though the Miri has not that way, Pashup Shad, that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is the Raisa. There's a Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos in Tainis that has this Tosefes Tisha B'Av as well, which is a tremendous Kiddush. But we hold it on the front end and the back end, Halacha L'Maaseh, on this din. It's interesting, when you do the actual Tosefes Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says you should say, Harini Mekabalai Kedushas Tosefes Shabbos, right before Shkia, at least in the winter. And in the summer, from Mekabal Shabbos early by Plag, happens automatically. But Reb Shlomo Zalman has in the Ha'aris, in the Shmir Shabbos, that if a fellow forgot to daven Minchin, it was Makabal Shabbos, and it's still before Shkia, and he caught himself, he had to daven Ma'irvya, he'd go to the Rav, and the Rav can be Matar Neder. Because his mamish like a Neder. They quote a Lavush, because the Taz quotes a Lavush that Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday, and there was a town that had no shofar, and there was a non-Jew, they ushered in Shabbos early on second day of Rosh Hashanah. They ushered Shabbos in early, and then the Goy came in with a shofar. So they hadn't davened Ma'ariv yet. They were Makabal Shabbos. So the Rav was, they said they were Makabal Neder B'Tos, and he was undid the Kabbalah Shabbos, and he blew the shofar to get in at least the Mitzvah of the Rabbanan. So the mechanics of the Tosefes Shabbos is L'chura, Poshup Shad is like a Din Neder. So that's L'maisa, second Malach wanted to say here by Tosefes Yom Kippur. Okay. Third Mahalach is we have here, the Gemara says, interesting, that there is a concept of Hanach Lem Yisroel Mutu Shishogin Vayum Yisid. Very interesting din. So, first of all, it's interesting to point out that, you know, this is a very important mitzvah, and it applies to both Essen and Lavin. If a person doesn't do an essay, you're called a chote as well, so you need to be mochiach people on Essen and Lavin as well. There's no doubt. And Tosus writes in Brachas, I think it's on Laman of Beis, that even on Dinim Derabanan, you have to be mochiach a person. If you see someone doing a Dover Shin, a hug and Sarach Lochicho, even though there are Midrashim that the Tanoim say, we don't know how to do Ochacha Bismanazah, and it's hard to do, so you have to think about how to do it. It's very delicate, and you have to make sure you don't. You know, you're not mavaz anybody, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch Hashem in Tav Reish Ches. You have to make sure lo tisa lav ched, as the Rambam writes in Pirk Vav in Hilchos Deis, Halacha Zayin. You have to make sure that you're not, you know, lo tisa lav ched, you don't cause a person to go off the derech by doing it. So it, you know, it's not an easy mitzvah to fulfill, but it doesn't mean that we can't try to do it. And the truth of the matter is, it's a hocheach tochich is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah essay. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Siman Kufnun Zion in Sifkat and Hay, is there a din of Mavazbis called Mamun? Because we know the Ramah quotes by Lavin, you have to spend your whole bank account by Essen only up to a Chomish. So he wants to suggest a Svara that the Gemara says, if you're not Mochiach a person, you're Nitvas Ba'avon. You become subsumed under the sin he's doing. So even though Hochech Tochich Samasech is an essay, and you think you only have to be Mavazbis at Chomish, but it might be Makusha with the lav that a guy's doing, and therefore he says you could entertain as far as you have to use your whole mamon, halacha l'maisa. So it's very interesting, that's far. So, l'maisa, how do you square this cloud, the Gemara says, mutu shishogin v'ayu nezidin, with the mitzvah of tocheach tocheach samisachem? Right, it's very difficult. So the Rosh here in Sibit Beis quotes the Bala Itter, who says that when you're dealing with something that's mefurish b'kra, then you have a mitzvah of hocheach tochich samisecha. But if it's not mefurish b'kra and the guy is shogeg, then you go back on the principle of mutuv shi shogegin v'ayu mezidim. That's what the Rosh quotes in the Baal Itter, and the Ramah quotes this Ladinin in Siman Tov Reish Ches. Since Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a drasha, it's not mefurish b'kra, so therefore the Gemara says that klal of mutuv shi shogegin v'ayu mezidim. So what's the beer on Dover, firstly, in that exception? So the Mr. Brewer quotes in the Rashba, quotes from the Rashba, and the Ritva here says seemingly the same thing. If it's Mefurish Bekra, we assume a guy knows it. So we don't assume he's Beshogu, we assume he's Bemezi. And therefore, we don't apply the principle Mutav Shishog in Vayum Yizidim. That's the din. Because we assume that, you know, and this is what the Rav Zatzal said. I mean, if you think about it, there are really two reasons why there's a mitzvah of Hoyech Tochich Samisecha. One reason is to practically stop a guy from doing an Aveira. Another reason we could add on is, that we don't want to be punished, God forbid, with Nitbas Ba'avon. That's a second reason we could add on. And the third reason is what we get to now with this Mefurish Bekra. So one beer is, with the exception of Mefurish Bekra, is because we assume a guy has been mazed, which nowadays is hard to relate to. And there are many non-observing Jews that never heard of Shatness. But nonetheless, that's what the Mishnah Brewer here quotes from the Rashba. So the Rav Zatzal said a different beer. He wanted to say that when someone does an Aveira, there's a certain degree of rebellion and chutzpah against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on the Richter scale of rebellion, when you do an Aveira that's Mefurish Bekra, it's the highest level. So the Rav wanted to say that's exactly what the Rosh and the Baal Itter are saying, that when you're mechuyev to get up in mochel l'kvod shamayim, regardless of whether the guy's going to listen or not, it's not just menias achet. There's an added reason, not just nitzvus ba'avol, but there's an added reason, regardless of whether the guy's going to listen to you or not, you're mechuyev to what stand up and be mochel the guy l'kvod shamayim, regardless whether he's going to listen, because that's the level of Mefurish Bekra. It reaches that high level of Chumash Aver. It's like the Rav once said, shot in the Rambam, you know, there's a machlekes tanoim where the Talmud Chacham needs Asra. The Talmud Chacham is doing an Aveira. And the Gemara says, the Tana that says he doesn't is because Asra is kedi lahafchin ben shogig l'mezim. If he's a Talmud Chacham, we know he knows the din. So you don't have to give Asra. So if you look up the Rambam of Sanhedrin, the Rambam paskins that Talmud Chacham needs Asra. He passes like the Talmud Chacham, like the Shita that says a Talmud Chacham needs Asra, and he writes Asra is kedi lahafchin ben shogig l'mezim. It's mamish a stira b'nei uvei. Because if Mishnah says, well, we're talking about a case where he doesn't know the meat is ham. Of course he's a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't know, he just practically doesn't know. That's why you got to tell him. But the Rav Zatzal said, no, kedi lahafchin ben shogig l'mezim, the Rambam is just borrowing language of the Gemara, but he means different. Of course a Talmud Chacham needs Asra. Because in order to give a guy an onish, whether it's mis or malchus, it has to reach that level of merit. You don't punish a guy, give a guy mis based or malchus based from Basedin, if he doesn't reach that level of merit. So who would denami? That's what the Rav said in the Rambam. Who would denami? The Rav saying the same thing here in the Ramon, the Rosh Mashim, the Baal Itter. When it's Mefurish Bekra, it reaches that level of merit, which requires you to be a malchus, regardless of whether he listens or not. So those are two ways you could learn up this klal of Mefurish Bekra. Either you assume the guy knows it, or you assume, like the Rav's shot, that it's more of a conceptual concept. And the truth is, if you look in the Bir Halacha, it's interesting. The Bir Halacha quotes a chiddush from the Birki Yosef, the Chidah, and he says you only say Mefurish Bekra, you have to be Mocha. Halacha l'maisa, even if you know he won't listen to you, only when Yad Takifa, when we're in charge. He says, when we're not in charge, l'maisa, when the non-Jewish government is in charge, we're not mechuyev lochichem, since you know they're not going to listen. That's the chiddush of the chidah. And then he points out from the smak, the Magen Avraham quotes, that even in that case, we are not nitpas b'avon, you still have a chiyuv mitzad, the mitzvah, the essay of hocheach tochich. So I was thinking, maybe these 2 days, as to whether it's limited to whether we're in charge or not, maybe it's those 2 ways we were masber what the exception of Mefurish Bekra is all about. Because according to the smak says, okay, we're not in charge, so we can't stop the guy from doing the aveira. So if he's not going to listen, you know, then we're not going to be punished. But on the other hand, you still have a mitzvah essay of hochacha. What's that all about? That mitzvah essay of hochacha is mitzvah kvod shamayim. So what the Rav said, it can be medayik, maybe that's what the Magen Avraham Hashem the Smak is saying, that there's an independent din to be meichel, kvod shamayim, regardless of whether we can practically stop the guy. Whereas according to the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, who says it's going to be all an issue of minyas achay, and if we're in charge, we can really what? We can really, assume that perhaps the guy is b'mezin, and we can Even though Lamaisa, we know he won't listen, but since we are in charge, we can eventually make him listen. And therefore, there is a good reason to go ahead and to be mocha in such a case, because we are in charge. So maybe that those two days are exactly what this Nakuda is driving at. It's interesting because there's 3 days in the Gemara and Erkin, how far you have to be mochiach the guy. It's a machlokes Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. And Rav holds you have to do it until he actually hits you. So it doesn't literally mean the chinuch says it actually hits you. He's about to hit you. It doesn't have to be to that degree, because the Magen Rum says that if you endanger yourself or you're dealing with a tough guy who's going to take revenge against you, then there's no chiyuv to do this. But the Rav says ad hakah, Shmuel says ad klala, until he curses you. Rabbi Yochanan says until he's going to insult you. And it's interesting, the Rambam Paskins, like Rav, it's hakah, and the Kesef Mishnah says, well, don't we usually hold like Rabbi Yochanan in such a situation? So he says, no, the Gemara's told it based on Amachlekes Tanoim. Comes out, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Ben Azai over there, and we're not going to Paskin like Ben Azai. So he has a cheshbon that it's Amachlekes Rav and Shmuel, and he's assuming we hold like Rav. It's interesting here that the Shartzian, though, in Sifkot and Yigimel, points out that really we pass like a Yochan Achi Yinzov, that Alkach is only enough until Achi Yinzov. But the Rama writes, Achi Akeno Yakalenu, so that's what we assume, Ladina, like what? Like the Sheet of Rav. Now, Taisus in Shabbos and Daf Nun Hey asks Akasha, he points out that the Gemara Nun Hey and Alf seems to say that the Tzadikim have a chiv to do a chacha, even though they know or they assumed that they weren't going to be listened to. So how does that square with mutu shishogin vayumizidim? So the Gemara says the reason why Hashem was upset at those tzaddikim is because it was 50-50 whether they were going to listen. But if you know for sure that the guy's not going to listen, Taisus says you say mutu shishogin vayumizidim. That's what Taisus says. And the Tashbeis is Mechalik. He says a little bit different. The Tashbeis says it depends whether you have a tzibor, whether you're dealing with a rov, or you're dealing with what, yechidim. And that's where it gets dangerous. He says if rov people are doing this b'shogeg, okay, you say mutu shishogeg imizina. But if rov people are not doing the aveira, and some people are doing the aveira, you're afraid that the rov is going to learn from the mute, then lamaisa, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. You have to get up and you have to protest. And there's a Gemara in the Cheskes Abatim Daf Samech that says this very clearly, halacha lamaisa, that we don't want the tzibur to be influenced by yechidim. And if that's the chiluk that the Tashbeis makes himself, ladina. I should also point out that Minchas Sinuch says that Hocheich Tochzich HaMesecha, he says, also has a shtickle lav to it, because it's, he says, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha. We have a din of Hashavas Veda, Hashavas Gufo, Hashavas of Ruchnius too. So that's another reason why it's labeled as a lav. And another svara we could say after Mimvazbiz, Kol Mamono Halacha Lamaisim. So based on this, the Bir Halacha writes here, he says, if you're dealing with someone who's an apikoiris, or someone who's a porik ol legamen like mechal le Shabbos before Esher, or oichol nevel lahachis, he's nishkin amisacha, and therefore you're not mechuyev lochicho. Ocheach tosich as amisacha, but if he's a rasha, he's not considered to be reachem b'mitzvus, and therefore there is no chiyev. So it's interesting then. Ocheach tosich as amisacha. Also, we should point out here that there is a Gemara in Meseches Yevamos and Samachem Ebeis that says just like there's a mitzvah to say something, there's also a mitzvah to be quiet. So how does that din play in this concept of Ocheich Tochich Samisecha? So it's interesting that it depends two things. In other words, Beichidus, there are two things. In other words, you can rebuke a guy in private and rebuke a guy in public. Rebuking a guy in private, you're mechuyev to do afilu mea pa'amim, achi akenu, achi akalenu. However, to rebuke him in public, that's where you invoke the Gemara in Yevamos. You do it once, you do it barabim once, and that's it. And then it's a mitzvah to be quiet. And the reason why you do it once, Mr. Buru points out, is because maybe he'll listen to you, or maybe there'll be no pischon peh, where he can say, oh, you never told me it was a problem. So you do it at least once. So that's regarding the rebuker, whether he does it in private or public. What about, bless you, whatever happens when the guy does it in private or public? So if the guy does the aveira in private, so then you can wait and rebuke him privately. But if he does it in public, you have to be mochiach him miyad, says the Mishabura, lest it's a chil Hashem. Okay, so you'll do that one time in public. And, you know, then you invoke the Gemara and Yevamos, where you can, in fact, be quiet, and you don't have to say anything halacha l'maisa. Okay, it's interesting, the Gemara has in Brachas and Dafches, that a person should always live b'makom rabo, when you make kabbalas tochachto. But if not, then you have our klal of mutiv shishog again, volume is eaten. The Gemara has in Brachas and Dafches manav. The Gemara says, live where your Rebbe is, but only if you're going to listen to his ochacha. If you're not going to live to his ochacha, so then we invoke that klal of Mutav Shishogig in volume is eating. And the truth is, it's interesting, I hope if you got a chance to see the Ritva says here on the spot, the Ritva says he thinks, it's interesting, quotes Rabbeinu Sarfatim, that, you know, that klal of Mutav Shishogig in Mizidim was only the Bismara Gemara, but in Dorosenu, where we have so many Averas, he says we have to be strong and we have to go back to the klal of Hochiach Tochiach Samisecha, and don't rely on that principle of Mutu Shishogin Lo Yumezin. It's interesting. Interesting klal, because in light of that medrash, we don't know how to do Tochacha, but Lomaisa, that's what the Ritva quotes, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Sarfatim, Halacha Lomaisa. Okay, I wanted to just close with something from Pesach, and real quick, before the end of the, before 6:30, you know, we have a halacha that, during the Seder, you know, we sing a whole mnemonic of Kadesh Urchatz. And one of the steps is that we, at the end of the steps, is we say Halal Nirtza, we say Halal. So Halal during the Seder is very difficult, because the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chof, you only say Halal B'yom. Gemara quotes two Pesukim, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoho, Mehul Shem Hashem, which literally means from the eastern part of the globe to the western part of the globe, we praise Hashem. But the Gemara has an added interpretation, which means from sunrise to sunset, you praise Hashem. So you never say Halal Balayla. The other pasuk is Zehayom Nagil Nisukabo. Two makoros of Gemara quotes. So the first kash is, how do we say Halal at night? And we said we can't do it ushered in early. We said that earlier in the Chabura. So how do you say Biyom? It's a breach of that Mishnah. Number two is, most Haggadahs, most Rishonim, the Torah in fact says, but most Haggadahs, we never say a bracha in the beginning of Halal. The last two paragraphs of Maggid before Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Asher Kisham Tzal Kroas a Halal. Why is there no bracha? And don't ask me from the end, because the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mulo B'tish Bochos, is the Birkas Ashir, that's a Mishnah, that's a Kuf Yud Zayin. So that's not a difficulty. You know, very rarely do you say halal without a bracha, right? Sfardim don't say it in Rosh Chodesh, Eim Baruch Ha'olam Minig, like the Mechav and the Rambam. You don't say a bracha before and afterwards, right? You don't say a bracha at the end. And those who say halal and Yom Ha'atzmaut without a bracha, you don't say a bracha before and the end. So Mechatesi, there's no bracha in the beginning. That's the second kasha. Third kasha is, women are mechuyev in all the dinim, the Mechav writes, of men when it comes to Haggadah, including halal. Women throughout the year are patim, incensatious man grama. And the churitz minatir this mitzvah of halal at the night. Even if it's the rabbanon, it's machleis Rashi tells you brachos on daf chof. You apply mitzvah says man grama to mitzvah the rabbanon, right? So mechitez. Why are women mechuyev in halal tonight? That's the third kasha. Fourth kasha. It says in Hilchos Halal in Shulchan Aruch that you need to stand up when you say halal. Two reasons why. What are the two reasons? Because it's edus to Hashem, halal. You know, amdu shnei anashim. Always stand and do. I mean, and the other reason is it says omdim veish Hashem. Right, the Bir Allah has a nafkamina, maybe if you're leaning on a shtender, is that good or not during halal? But we all know when you say halal during the Seder, you're not standing, you're sitting. It's a breach of that, then that's a fourth kasha. Fifth kasha is, the Gemara has in Megillah on Daf Yud Amud Beis, it says, Masa Yadei Tov M'Biyam, V'Atemam M'Shirav, the Malachim wanted to sing songs to the Eibishter when the Mitzrim were drowning, and the Eibishter said, don't do it, it's not nice. That human beings are dying. So, the Shibboleth Aleket says that's why we don't say a full halal on Shri Shal Pesach. Right? Plus the fact we don't have a new korban every day, like on Sukkos. But that's what the Shibboleth Aleket says, we don't say a full halal. So let me ask you, on the night of this Darim, the Mitzrim were killed, the Bechor, why do we ignore that? We say a full halal. And many say, many quote the name of the Barbanah, but Rav Ron actually, there's a Rebbe and a friend of mine in the Tivari, Ponat Sata Barbanel, other Gdol, later Gdol Achorim said it. You know, you dip your pinky in. Why do you dip your pinky in? By the Aseres Makis, because we feel bad about the Mitzvah, so it's built into the Seder. So why do we say a full howl when we have the firstborn dying? That's the fifth kasha. Sixth and seventh kasha you have is, and we all, I don't think I need to tell you guys this because you're all, you know, B'nai Torah and Blossom and Talmud Chacham, but you never go to a Kiddush club, right? But if you ever saw a Kiddush club, no one has the audacity to have a Kiddush club in the middle of Hallel. You ever see that? I would hope not. That would be like, hey, we would be in bad service, right? If you think about it, you start Hallel before Shulchan Aruch, you have this lavish meal, right? The Ramah quotes the Maharal, you have the nicest kelim. You break out this beautiful meal in the middle of Hallel. Very strange. So that's I forgot what number of it. That's number six. Number seven is, and this also relates to those. You ever saw anyone that say a l'chaim? What is Hallel said on? It's Kos Sheni and Kos Revi. That's what Hallel is, right? No one says a l'chaim on Hallel. No one's reached that madregas, right? Okay. So these are a bunch of kashas we have on Hallel. Let's add a few more, okay? It's because we have a few more minutes. Another kasha is the Torah Ladas asks, he quotes the Sefer Vayagid Moshe. He writes that there's a din, you know, universally in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, you're supposed to leave the bread on the table for benching. Every Shabbos you should do that. But the Yagid Moshe writes that you should leave the matz on the table for Hallel at the end of the Suda. What's that din all about? Also, the Ramah writes, not only have to finish the Afikomen before Chatzos, you have to finish Hallel before Chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Bracha, Bracha Teshem, Melchulov, Dishbel, should be done before Hallel. Now, Taisa Megillat Tafkov says there's no such din. He says the Hallel is the Rabbanan anyway, so which is a Chiddush itself, but he says the Hallel is the Rabbanan, there's no such din to finish before Chatzos. The Ran argues, though, in Pesachim, the Ran says you must finish it before Chatzos. But he says it's Midrabbanan. The way the Ramah presents it, maybe there might be a Sfarim in a Torah to finish Hallel before Chatzos. So the kash is, what would be that Sfarim in a Torah to say I have to finish Hallel before Chatzos? The Hallel at the end. Also, it's interesting that we should note that, you know, some Rishonim point out we don't use Shasa Nisim, Lavo Seinu. Why don't we do that? We do it by Chanukah and Purim. That's not per se necessarily connected with Hallel, but why don't we say Shasa Nisim? And the Miri has a shita that we have to do Haseba during the Hallel. He says during the Magid, during the Shachar, what's that all about, that din? Plus the fact, when you sing that mnemonic of, Kadesh Urchatz, that Lush of Ashkenazic Minig, you say Hallel Nirtzat Yen. Why don't you say, Magid Rachsa, right? Actually, before Magid Hallel, Rachsa Motzi Matza. Why is Hallel only mentioned at the end in the song? It's very difficult. Also, the Gemara in Irkin and Daf Yud, Amar Av, would discuss as Hallel. The Gemara didn't say a word 18 days in there, so you say a full Hallel. 21 days in Kotzos, so doesn't say a word about Hallel, the Shasta Seder. Now, we're talking about Hallel, the Shasta Seder, this whole Mahal. We're not talking about Hallel during Davi. That's a Machlekes, Chaber and Nagon. Chaber and Nagon against the Ramah, whether you do that or not. But Lamaisa, the Gemara in Erekin doesn't mention it, and the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah places the din of Hallel right there. In Hilchos Chanukah, where he discusses Hilchos Hallel, he doesn't mention it at all. So it's very difficult. And I think the last kashas, I think this is 17 kashas, I think, and the Manishtana, you don't say Manishtana Hallelzah from all the different Hallels. And I want to prove this to you, to take this all seriously, the Rav asked, he says, why don't you ask about Arba Kosos? So I remember heard from a shekhtar, the Rav said, why don't ask about Arba Kosos Manishtana? Because Haseba and Arba Kosos were the two Takanas of Chama made to express Cheiris. They're like twins. So when you ask about Mesubin, you're also asking about the Arba Kosos. That's what the Rav said. So you have to be Medayik. Why don't we ask about Hallel? So to answer all these questions, two Mahalachim we'll say real quickly. The first Mahalach is that there are three types of Hallel. There's Hallel that the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs B'Sukkos Yontif, which is a fulfillment of Din D'Oraisa. The Rambam seems to say that Hallel on Yontif when you daven is D'Rabbanan in the Yarech HaZaka. But the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs clearly says there's Simchas Yontif to eat Basar and to daven to the Ebshin to say Hallel. That's begetter simcha, begetter kriya. That's a kriya, it's a recitation. Then there's a second type of challah, which is lezichron anes, which is Hanukkah, commemorates a miracle. But the third type is challah al nes b'shas anes, which is exactly this night, because you relive an experience unlike any other night throughout the year. You relive an experience. You're not commemorating. That's what you should try to express to your families, that you go into like a time machine, it's a time warp. You relive this whole experience, and it's unique and special, and you have to ready yourself for it. Like the Rav used to say, "In kedusha bli achana," and that's what this challah really is. Challah nes b'shas anes. So they asked the chidah once. There was a boat that was almost capsized, and all the yidim were saved. It happened at night. They came to the Rav and they said, "Should we say how?" He said, "Yeah." So they said, "When?" So he said, "Right now." At night. So one of the Talmudim said, it's against the Mishnah Megillah. He said, no, that's how, that's begetter kriya, how the zikra nes. But if the nes happened at night, you do it now. That's when we were saved, at night. So you say it at night. That's why men and women are equally mechuyev. Women are the ikar sitkanios. Women are the ikar sitkanios, saying. So that's why women are mechuyev. But that's why Rav Haigon, the Ron quotes in the Daf Erech, I think it's Chav Zayin and Beis, he says, that this is begetter shira. You don't need a bracha for this. A bracha is this is a spontaneous outcry of praise to Hashem. A bracha is supposed to ready you, like the Rav said, the Rams Medam and Pirkei Hanenu with Pirkei Hamitzvos. You need a matir to eat. You need a matir to confront Hashem to do a mitzvah. You don't need a matir if something, if Hashem saves you, you spontaneously pray and praise Hashem. That shouldn't need a bracha. It's like the Rav said about the Ram. Why don't the mitzvahs ben amachaver? You have to ready yourself to do a mitzvah b'dam chaver, and then forget about it. You're not being sincere. It should come naturally. This is a mitzvah b'dam l'makom, but it should come naturally. You don't need a bracha. It's antithetical to have a bracha. That's why there's no bracha in the beginning. And that answers why you say Masayade Tov Miyam. It's a very sharp terrace. What is Masayade Tov Miyam? When you're a sideline figure, you have no right to praise Hashem when someone else dies. The malachim are a sideline figure. We are not a sideline figure because we relive the experience. And even though someone died, okay, we dip our pinky. But the bottom line is we have to praise Hashem because our lives were on the line. That's why you don't see Shosan Nisim Lavosenu, because it was tossed too. It was mamish toss. That's the chiluk. So Lamaisa, that's why you have, I think that, and that's why it's not included in the Gemara Nerikin and the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, because the Rambam there is talking about the first two types of challah, not talking about the third one. That's why the Rambam has it not in Hilchos Chanukah. It's completely different. So that's the first mahalat that we view it as a begetter shir. It's considered to be completely different. And the truth of the matter is, there was one other kash I forgot. The Gemara in Tainis says you're not allowed to say challah unless you have a nefesh sveya umleya kresa. The Balamor points that Gemara in Tainis out of Chavayim Vezranian Chavavim and Alf. So when we say Hallel, when we begin Hallel, you're starving. So isn't that a breach of that din? The Teretz says no, the Iker Hallel is at the end. The two paragraphs you say before Shulchan Aruch just declares the meal is a Sudas Oda. Like the Chinuch writes, it's a din of Akar Satov. So the real Hallel is at the end, and that's after a lavish meal. So I fulfilled that din beautifully. So it's not a problem at all. So that's the first mile that answers maybe half the kashas. But the second mile is based on Rashi and Lamed Vav and Aleph. Rashi says Lechem Oni, Sheonim Lov Dvarim Harbe. The Gemara says name is Shmuel. What is Onim Lov Dvarim Harbe? You answer a lot of things. So Rashi says Omrim Alav Agada. The Gomrim Alav is a halal. So it could be what Rashi's being machadish here is that the halal that you do during the Seder is not begetter halal. It's begetter matzah. And as if you describe the elements of the mitzvah matzah, not just eating, you have to speak about it and you have to praise the Eibishter. And if you don't do it, at least the Rav point out from the Rabban of Brachas, you're not Yotzi L'chachivu. When it says Rav Galil Amar Kol Shalom or Shlosh Advarim, you don't do the Hallel, not Yotzi, maybe L'chachivu, but it could be some Rishon Rav Nerchoina going says maybe not Yotzi at all. Tremendous Chiddush. So it comes out that if it's based on matzah, that's why you do it B'laiwa. It's not Hallel. You're of Tochlu Matzahs. You don't say a Bracha. Because why you have the bracha on achilas matzah? Nashim are mechuyev in matzah. You split up the suda because you follow the matzah is the main character, as Taisus says, of the whole Seder. And therefore, you're supposed to follow the Seder of what the Baal Taisus pointed out. It's not like we're mafsik in the middle halal. I didn't start halal. All I did with those two periods is declare that the meal is going to be a suda soldah. And I do it a la kos. They said that's the way you have to formulate the Seder. It was a la kos. Each kos is a separate mitzvah. And it's associated around the matzah. And that's why you don't say the manishtan, because we ask about the matzah. It's not in the matzah. And that's why it's halal nirtzah. Halal nirtzah is at the end. The ikar halal is at the end. It's not at the beginning. And that's why the Miri says you do a seba on the halal, because the halal is the chelik of the matzah. That's good for the chiddush. And that's why you leave the matzah on the table by halal, because you want to accentuate that the halal is the chelik of the din of the matzah. That's good for the bira dover. And that's why you're not doing a meat it, because the halal. You're supposed to eat the matzah sitting, that seba. You can't do a seba when you're standing. So that comes out to be the chiddush halacha l'maaseh. So it comes out that, you know, Bez Hashem, we should have, we should be able to invigorate ourselves, that we should be able to go in this time machine, convey it to our families in a real way, be dramatic about it, because it's a real thing. It's real. It's to be sincere as possible. And that's why I thought that, you know, the Gedolei Yisrael were going to forget the Davin, because they lost themselves. To the degree of Elazar ben Azariah, against his own sheet. What do you think Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was trying to do at 3 o'clock in the morning? He said, "Let's learn Beya. What are we doing? The mitzvah's done." But this mitzvah is such a special mitzvah. If you ever listen to someone give a lecture and you don't know, you think the guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and you had to take an exam on that lecture, you probably get a zero, because you're always thinking this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You're not listening to what he's saying. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you think if anyone would get up for davening, it'd be him, because he says at noon it ended, at midnight it ended. Let's learn Baba Kama. Let's learn Kedushin. Let's learn Beya. So he would have been, we got a daven now. No, when you engage in this mitzvah, you lose yourself. It's a time warp. Even against his own sheet, he would have forgotten the daven. That's the mandate we got to do on the night of the Seder. And we need to convey that to our families and ourselves. You got to ready ourselves for this. And that's why the Rambam says it's not enough chayavan of liros, it's laharos asatzmo. You got to be able to internalize it, convey it to other people. That's the chiddush. And how during the Seder really shows us best of our ability. Everyone should have a Zisa Pesach, Chakosh Sameh. Good Shabbos. Sorry, I went over. Yes.
Could it be that the Shannon Tosis on that climate,
yes,
about dancing, is that Tosis Nevod Zara also says that the reason why we're made of a Kaka is because even though the market is about that, there was a